time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Jets on Sunday afternoon.
Taking for this team to go from a 1-5 start to now being tied for first place?
A lot of hard work, a lot of diligence, just being consistent and, you know, never getting complacent, always trying to get better.
Was there something in today's game that felt like change or click offensively when you guys started putting it together at the end of the second quarter?
Yeah, I mean, we started to get the run game going a little bit more, especially in the second half. But I think we need to start a little bit faster, start a little bit sharper, and, you know, play a little more complete game as offense.
At that point, like Lamar has talked about, the other guys have talked about just needing to execute better and so forth. Like, what does that mean to you in terms of to get the offense going?
It means everything because, you know, for me, I know Lamar, we believe that, you know, to win a Super Bowl, that's the type of offense we're going to need to have. So while winning is great, you know, to reach our goals, we know we need to be better.
Ronnie, how much harder is it? You know, Lamar hasn't been dashing teams with his legs like you've seen so many times in the past. How much harder is it when, you know, that dynamic isn't as prevalent?
I think it's about the same for me. I think, you know, for the rushers as well, you know, they're still going to try to get after him, and they're still worried about his legs. And, you know, he's a dynamic player no matter what, you know, even if he's going through any injury. So I think, you know, it's about the same for me.
Right. I know you never want to see Jordan Stout come out there on the field, but when you see him have the kind of day that he did, how big is that for this team? 74-yard punt, over 60-yard average.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, you know, to be able to flip the field like that, especially, you know, these situations where every yard matters, all the time matters. And I have full confidence in him. You know, he's a great player. He's been doing this for a long time for us. So I expect him to keep doing that for us.
What adjustments did you guys make in the red zone to find success today? And I guess where is your confidence level at there?
You know, I just think it was grit, you know, getting the ball in there. But I also think that we still left a lot out there. I don't think we scored in, you know, every possession in the red zone, at least, you know, a touchdown. But we need to get touchdowns when we're in the red zone. That's something that we really need to focus on.
Is anything said at halftime to sprawl you guys in the second half?
No, just, you know, stay calm and keep going, you know, keep the process. And, you know, the run, we knew the runs were going to break. We just needed to get on the right people and adjust to the people that we need to adjust to.
Why do you think the red zone has been a struggle at times
this year? You know, I can't, you know, pinpoint one thing. I think a lot of it just maybe details and staying on our blocks and making sure that, you know, you're finishing the block and we're hitting the hole that we're supposed to hit. You know, it's pretty much all execution on, you know, every single player. So it's on all of us.
Big game for Thanksgiving night against the Bengals. How challenging is the quick turnaround to get ready for that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always really challenging, you know, those Thursday night games, but that's what's asked of us, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to be ready, and we know the type of challenge the Bengals are going to show for us, so we don't look at their record. We know the type of team that they are.
Thanks, Ronnie.